Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. We're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
As you travel around Oklahoma, you see our name, AFR Insurance, proudly displayed on storefronts, billboards, and banners. AFR Insurance is proud to serve 163 communities. But we're more than just your neighborhood insurance company. We're also your neighbors. We grew up here. We're raising our families here. As your insurance company and your neighbors, we're investing in rural Oklahoma. We offer competitive rates on auto, home, farm, and life. We understand the challenges and joys of living here. AFR Insurance, serving Oklahoma communities just like yours.
The December live cattle rallied strongly today to close $3.07 higher as we wind down that contract. They're going to close somewhere around 125, kind of a surprising rally here. Coming into the day, there was not much cash trade to speak of. It was 118 bid, 122 to 125 ask, depending on where you're at. But it looks like the cash may develop on the high end of that, given the futures rally. The February, which will become the front month, was up $1.32 at 122.32. Feeder cattle were 20 to 35 higher here, with January's at 145.52. About a $4.50 rally off of their contract lows there for the January, but we're still significantly off the contract highs as well. If you look at the March contract by itself, the 50-day moving average is 149.32, so that's about $7 higher than where the current price is. So going back to the first part of November, we've seen about a $10 or $12 sell-off from those levels. Box beef at midday was up 73 cents on the choice at 202.33, select up 26 at 190.68. Feeder cattle index continues to edge lower here at 148.36, down 36 cents, about $3 above where the front month futures are. But overall, those are converging just as they should. We still have about 1 month to go.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
The grain futures were generally weaker here, with corn down 2.5 cents, beans down about 10 to 11, and then the wheats were unchanged here. Kansas City up a penny, while Chicago was down a penny. March cotton down 14 at 78.81. Going back over the last couple of months, that cotton has shown a really surprising and unexpected rally. From the lows all the way back in early fall, late summer, we were in the 65-60 cent range, 66 cent range, and we've come all the way up to 79 cents in March here. So kind of a gift here. We are overbought. The RSI, which is the Relative Strength Index, measures momentum. 76 here, anything over 75 is considered overbought. So that's really been impressive, and these are contract highs for that contract. So still talk of the bollworm, still talk of the larger than expected exports. But both of those could change. There are some reports out of India that the bollworm problem really is contained to a small area. So at some point, once we get over these short covering rallies here, there could be a possibility of it to return back to the downside. But still got a lot of time to go for that to develop. Tomorrow we've got exports expecting 250 to 550 for wheat, 600 to 1.1 for corn, and 800 to 1.5 million for beans.
Justin, how can folks get more information from you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.